KSR News, I'm John Scott. Former President Donald Trump will lead the GOP in a third consecutive presidential election after clinching the nomination on Tuesday.
Mr. Trump has surpassed the 1,215 delegate threshold needed to become the presumptive Republican nominee. This comes after victories in Georgia, Mississippi, and Washington State. The former president will officially accept the nomination at the GOP convention in July.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart in Washington. President Biden securing the Democratic nomination. The two face each other in November. Also at SRNNews.com, the House has passed a bill that would lead to a nationwide ban of the popular video app TikTok if its China-based owner doesn't sell. Prior to the vote, GOP Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas says those who oppose the bill aren't considering the reality of the situation.
TikTok is owned by ByteDance. ByteDance is in China. And when you're in China, you have to do whatever the Chinese Communist Party says you have to do. That's according to the national intelligence law passed in 2017. If they want you to spy for them, you will spy for them.
The bill now goes to the Senate. Its prospects there are unclear. Federal prosecutors say three men from Kansas City, Missouri, face firearm charges, including gun trafficking, after an investigation into that mass shooting during the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade and rally. Court documents that were part of the complaint said 12 people brandished firearms. At least six people fired weapons at that rally. One woman died. President Vladimir Putin says Russia is ready to use nuclear weapons if its sovereignty or independence is threatened. It was another blunt warning to the West just 6 days ahead of an election in which the Russian leader is all but certain to win another six-year term. This is SRN News. In recent years, the breakdown of American society has negatively impacted everything from religion to family life and morality. The Mississippi-based American Family Association sees its mission as informing and equipping families to begin transforming our culture back to traditional American values. Walker Wildman is AFA's vice president and spokesman.
Ever since the dawn of creation, i.e. Genesis and humanity, we've always dealt with the sin nature. And that affects our culture, it affects our society, and it affects our government. So what we're experiencing in America with the decline of religion and morality is really just a symptom of man's sin nature that has to be reined in. Whether it be government or through spiritual disciplines, what we're seeing today is just the decline of Christianity and religion.
To stem that tide, Wildman says the American Family Association wants to help families and individuals live biblically obedient lives. This is SRN News. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has reiterated his concerns about railroad safety.
Buttigieg has also scolded the industry for not doing more to improve since last year's fiery Ohio derailment. In a new letter to the Freight Railroads Main Trade Group, Buttigieg acknowledged that the railroads say they are committed to safety, but he said that too often regulators encounter resistance when they try to get the industry to do more to improve safety.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Britain signing a trade agreement with Texas. It's the eighth the UK has inked with a U.S. state in the absence of a wider free trade agreement with the U.S. government. This is not a full trade deal, but it commits Britain and Texas to improve cooperation between businesses and tackle regulatory barriers to trade. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.